Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Matrix and Roadshow fans, we are back with another video, and we're going to be talking about Avatar: The Way of Water. Now, guys, this movie actually comes out here in a couple of weeks. The sequel to the 2009 movie, it's been that long since the original Avatar. I actually remember going to see that movie in 3D. I believe I actually saw it in IMAX, if I'm not mistaken. Visually, it was fantastic. I really, really do enjoy that movie. But guys, what we found out today, folks, is that this movie cost the most to make in film history. Now, this being a James Cameron movie, you know, it's not really unexpected. Titanic was the highest, had the highest production budget of all time at that time back in the 1990s. Also, Terminator 2, not a surprise. And of course, you know, those movies are all timers at the box office, especially Titanic. Now, James Cameron came out, he made some comments here that just for Avatar: The Way of Water to even break even, it needs to become the third or fourth highest grossing film in history just to break even. Not talking about a profit. We're talking about breaking even. Now, we don't know the exact numbers on this. I remember back about three years or so ago, I actually was making a Terminator Dark Fate videos here on this channel because James Cameron was back, but he wasn't involved. He was actually doing Avatar. And I believe he's also making the sequels right now as well. And his focus has been all in on that. We don't know the exact budget on this thing, but I'm assuming it's probably something like $400-500 million plus. And of course, the pandemic happened that shut down things, I'm pretty sure. And then more money actually had to go into this thing. Can he actually do it? I don't know, guys. I don't know if this movie is actually going to make a profit, because this thing needs to be the third or fourth highest grossing movie of all time. Look at the list here, guys. If anybody can do it, it's James Cameron. Avatar made almost $3 billion, $2.922 billion at the box office. That was back in 2009. So he does have a track record of actually being able to explode movies. Titanic, 1997, $2.2 billion. Now, if you actually account for inflation, Titanic is well over three, and Avatar is going to be closer to $4 billion probably right there. That's two of his movies right there. But if you just take the nominal numbers here, if he's talking about the third or fourth highest, he's saying that this movie needs to make something like $2.1, $2.2 billion to break even. That may be kind of tough, because even post-pandemic, the box office really has not returned back to pre-pandemic levels. The closest one was actually on Spider-Man No Way Home, which actually made under $2 billion. And a lot of people actually were tuning into that movie because Tobey Maguire was actually coming back in the movie. Everybody knew it, even though they didn't market him. Everybody knew that he was coming back, and a lot of people showed up for that. But now this thing is tracking for about 150 to 175 at the box office opening weekend for the U.S. He has a tall task to really, really break even. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I do believe that Avatar 3 is already been filmed. It's supposed to be like 5 total movies, but James Cameron was saying, I believe like a year ago, it's really going to depend on these first two sequels to really determine if the final two will get made. But if you go over to IMDb, it already has like Avatar 4 and 5. I don't know. If anybody can do it, it's probably James Cameron. It's probably James Cameron. The thing is, though, Avatar, when it came out, was just so groundbreaking at the time. New technology, all of that stuff. And now what does he really have to go off of on this? What new thing can he actually bring? I remember when the Avatar trailer came out in 2000.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Nine. It looked like something we had never seen before. We've seen the script now. So how is he actually going to pull this off? That is the question right there. That's the big question. Check this out. He actually gave an interview with GQ. Asked by the outlet's senior staff writer, Zach Baron, if he could give any details as to how much money was spent on his 9-year journey to bring The Way of Water to realization, Cameron simply asserted that the film was, quote, very fucking expensive. I'm not surprised. Recalling how he had admitted to Disney higher-ups that the film was, quote, the worst business case in movie history, the director then proceeded to inform Baron that The Way of Water would have to be the third or fourth highest-grossing film in history in order to turn a profit. That's your threshold, he added. That's your break even. Wow. We will see, man. This movie may not even make a profit. I mean, you're going up against Star Wars The Force Awakens. And guys, that was the first Star Wars movie. And I hate the movie, by the way. This was the first movie of the main saga, going back to 2005's Revenge of the Sith. Star Wars is back. That garnered about 2.1 billion right there. And the Star Wars franchise is much bigger than Avatar. But like I said, Avatar was groundbreaking. If anybody can do it, it actually would be James Cameron, if he could. So what do you guys think it is? Avatar, The Way of Water? Are you actually going to go see it? I'm going to go see it. I believe it comes out December the 15th. I'm going to be very, very curious about the numbers. I'm going to keep a close eye on this, because nobody truly knows how all the numbers work out for these movies. But we know when movies actually do lose money. And it's possible that this movie could lose money. It would have to definitely be the biggest movie post-pandemic, and plus some, just to break even. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Matrix and Roadshow fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.